AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. What do you think? President Trump kicked off his re-election campaign in Orlando last night.
Tonight, I stand before you to officially launch my campaign for a second term as president of the United States.
He told thousands of supporters that the Democrats are destroying the country.
They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
He blasted what he called fake news and the illegal witch hunt. Trump supporter Mike Priewell rallied with the president, saying he's a good guy.
He's a straight shooter, and he's getting the job done. And the first time I voted for him, I was apprehensive. He was the last guy I wanted to vote for.
But Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders called the president's campaign kickoff
an hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense.
The UN has a message for President Trump and other world leaders. It's damaging to call immigrants and refugees threats to jobs and security. The UN says a record 71 million people have been displaced worldwide by war and other violence. Many of them, says the UN, running from dangerous situations in their own home countries. A lawyer for the family of a man shot dead by an off-duty police officer in a Corona, California Costco says the man was mentally ill and off his medications when he pushed or slapped the officer. The officer's lawyer says he was holding his young son when he was knocked to the ground and briefly lost consciousness. An investigation's underway. An active shooter scare at the Honolulu airport appears to have been set off by a malfunctioning laptop that popped and started smoking. Flights were delayed. This is AP Radio News. Will the Fed cut interest rates? It wraps up its policy meeting today.
The Federal Reserve seems ready to pivot from keeping interest rates steady to holding out the option of cutting rates if the economic expansion appears to need a boost. While some analysts are predicting a rate cut could be announced at the Fed's next meeting next month, others think the policymakers will hold the line, awaiting the outcome of trade talks between President Trump and China's leader. The central bank will be updating its forecast for economic growth, employment, inflation, and interest rates. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Britain, authorities are investigating a crash between a police motorcycle escorting Prince William and his wife Kate and an elderly woman in London. The royal couple were on their way to an official ceremony. Police say the woman in the other vehicle, who is in her 80s, is hospitalized in critical condition. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.